Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 88. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 59. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 88. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the transition for the Kansas Turnpike Authority to go completely cashless on tollways across the state of Kansas, the organization says that there is some concern from drivers saying that they are being double billed when it comes to the rates of driving on the toll roads. KSNT News reports that the cashless transition happened on July 1st of this year, and the KTA says that they are focused on now informing individuals about the cashless tolls and how they work, with education efforts ongoing throughout the summer and into the fall. As Rachel Bell with the KTA did release a statement saying, quote, "We are experiencing high call volume, and some customers are frustrated if they have difficulties getting through. Customers should always look to their statements just like they would a credit card statement or other invoice, and they should contact the KTA if something doesn't seem accurate." In other news, the city of Topeka is coming down after they celebrated their 49th annual Huff and Puff Hot Air Balloon Rally that happened over the weekend, with more than 20 balloons going up and down throughout the weekend in the community.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof, with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, lock kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
The company of Evergy says they are trying to warn customers across the state of Kansas about the latest utility phone scam attempts that are happening in the state. As WIBW News reports that according to the latest press release from the company of Evergy, they say that scammers are trying to pose as Evergy representatives, trying to deceive customers with two recent scam attempts. One of them includes a scam targeting senior citizens, claiming that Evergy is returning $200 to senior citizens through the company's Evergy Cares at Kansas Fund, then asking for customers' account information, address, and other personal information. According to the actual company of Evergy, they say that the Evergy Cares at Kansas Fund does not give customers cash, but provides financial assistance directly to the customer's account. The other scam to be aware of focuses on discounts, saying that customers are getting calls claiming that Evergy could offer a discount for customers who provide their credit card number over the phone immediately. The company is reminding that if you do receive a call that seems fishy, that you can call the Evergy company or go to their website for the latest scams and to report a claim.
As a business owner, you've worked hard to build your operation. Faced with constant challenges, we know how important it is when it comes to protecting the future of your company. Blue Valley Insurance offers a variety of plans to ensure you're properly covered, from shielding you against financial loss to protecting your employees. With one comprehensive policy, you know you'll have the coverage you need when you need it. Contact Blue Valley Insurance with offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Sydney Regional Medical Center wrapped up the end of last week by holding a ribbon cutting, saying that they have announced their new EMS services that have returned to the Regional Medical Center in the community.
I want to thank everyone for coming out today. We really appreciate the support. This is a really important step for Sydney Regional Medical Center, for us to have our ambulance here as one unified team serving the community in all of Cheyenne County. We're very thankful that for all the help that we had from the hospital and all the departments for getting this set up in a very short period of time, and all the work that everyone here has put into this. It's not just one department, it was a whole team effort. So we're thankful for all of that. We're here, we're in service, and we're answering the calls when needed. We hope that with all of us unified together, we'll have that community pride in the service that we provide.
Mid-America Network News.
Everything's a little better when it's super. Heroes, markets, sized, and of course, checks. A Super Check gives you an in-depth review of your current insurance coverage with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, no matter who your insurance provider is. That's super cool. Talk to a Farm Bureau agent to make sure you're properly covered at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Future prospects for the Marshall County Jail Project were discussed at last week's commissioners' meeting. They plan to meet with Sheriff Tim Ackerman to consider options and try to determine a level of financial resources that may be needed. In light of two failed elections for a new jail facility, consensus was that a new building is not likely. That raised the question as to keeping or selling the ground in East Marysville near Cantiquip that was planned for the project. Commissioners Keith Bramhall and John Unger seemed in favor of selling it, as the county currently pays taxes, while Fritz Blasky had some reservation, noting that keeping the site may allow future options. No decisions were made. Two of the three commissioners lost primary election races in August. Rides for Marshall County residents through the public transportation program will be free in September. Reservations can be made through the Agency on Aging office. A Beatrice man was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder, as well as two counts of kidnapping and use of a firearm to commit a felony in the fatal shooting of a woman in Beatrice Sunday afternoon. Christopher Michael Milkey reportedly shot 42-year-old Tammy Leslie at a home in the 2200 block of Hillcrest Avenue after authorities had responded to a call around 4:30 from a 19-year-old who reported they and a 12-year-old child were apparently barricaded inside the residence. The children escaped unharmed with the help of police, but Tammy Leslie was killed after she was shot three times with a handgun, resulting in the arrest of Christopher Milkey. An investigation continues, and authorities ask anyone with information as to a possible motive to respond. Also in Beatrice, warrants were served Saturday morning that resulted in the arrest of two individuals suspected in an infant child's death earlier in August. In the case, authorities had responded August 15th to a home in the 1000 block of Herbert Street, where they discovered an unresponsive infant male who died at the Beatrice Hospital. After investigation, Austin James Mine was arrested this past Saturday on suspicion of intentional child abuse resulting in death, and the mother of the child, Ashton Zeitel, was arrested shortly thereafter at a Beatrice truck stop where she worked on suspicion of negligent child abuse resulting in death. No additional details as to the death have been released. Valley Heights USD 498 district families, employees, and patrons are invited to participate in a strategic planning process by sharing an online survey. District data will be shared Monday evening in the current state of the district outline at a dinner meeting 5:30 until 8:30 p.m. in the Valley Heights Junior Senior High Commons area. A follow-up facilities tour is planned September 23rd, and another follow-up dinner meeting September 30th will be used to define a vision for the district, identify goals for future success, and create a plan to achieve goals. A district survey has been distributed. Patrons may contact the district office for more information. Lyle A. Finney passed away September 7th, and a funeral service is planned Tuesday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Lyle Finney. Cammy K. Fredericks, 2-year-old infant daughter of Ryan and Melissa Fredericks, passed away September 6th. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church. Burial in Zion Mount Calvary Cemetery, north of Herkimer. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for infant Cammy Fredericks. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomato, and apricots. Tomorrow, lasagna, French bread salad, diced pears, and cake. KNDY News Time is 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Business hours at the Marshall County Courthouse will be changing effective Tuesday, September 3rd. Offices in the courthouse will be open daily Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m., closing at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and closing at noon Friday. For additional details, phone the County Clerk's Office, 562-5361. New customer service hours begin September 3rd at the Marshall County Courthouse, opening daily Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m., open until 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and open until noon on Fridays.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Over the next few days, as an upper-level ridge of high pressure continues to dominate our overall weather pattern, expecting a sunny and dry stretch of weather, and those temperatures still above average for this time of year. Typically, we have those average high temperatures reaching the lower part of the 80s, and instead by this afternoon, expecting highs to reach the middle 80s, with our winds out of the south to around 5 to 15 miles per hour, overnight lows dropping back into the upper 50s for tonight, and even a few degrees warmer into your Tuesday. Still expecting ample amounts of sunshine with upper 80s for high temperatures. Upper 80s close to that 90-degree mark for high temperatures midweek Wednesday. And both Thursday and into your Friday still looking to stay dry with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Not until your weekend will we pick up at least a slight chance for some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early September 84, record high on this date 102. The average low 60, the record low 43, with sunset this evening 7:46, sunrise in the morning at 7:04. 54 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 9th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Fundamental and advanced computer classes will be offered at all the Marshall County Public Libraries, including Marysville Public Library, in September and October. Classes are free of charge starting September 10th, including guidance from expert instructors. Call the library at 785-562-2491 for more information and to register for classes.
Scores a new deal, then scores win. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The Cowboys took it down to the wire, but they get a deal done with Dak Prescott just hours before the season opener. It's a record $231 million in guaranteed money. Dallas then goes out and beats Cleveland 33-17. In the loss, Deshaun Watson throwing a pair of picks, and he's sacked six times.
He didn't look poised at all in this game. He looked like a rookie quarterback.
ESPN analyst Herm Edwards. Patriots stunned the Bengals 16-10. That one alone knocking out 30% of the folks in the ESPN Eliminator Challenge. Lions score on the first possession of overtime and beat the Rams in the Sunday night game. Dolphins beat the Jags on a 52-yard field goal at the gun. Tyreek Hill playing hours after being detained by police during a traffic stop. Bears get past the Titans 24-17 in the debut of Caleb Williams. Bo Nix and the Broncos fall to the Seahawks. Chargers 22-10 over the Raiders. Jim Harbaugh wins his return to the NFL. Bills get a big game from Josh Allen and a win over the Cardinals. Saints, big win over Carolina by 37. Giants booed loudly in a home loss to the Vikings. Jets, Niners, and Santa Clara for Monday Night Football tonight, ESPN and ABC. Baseball, Shohei Ohtani, home run number 46. Dodgers beat the Guardians. Phillies lose to the Marlins 10-1. Yankees and Orioles both lose in the AL East race. Diamondbacks beat Houston in the Sunday night matchup.
And the 2-2 hit hard down the right field line. Pavin Smith toward the foul pole. And another home run. A three-homer game and as many at-bats for Pavin Smith. the night of his life here in Houston.
Mike Cousins here on ESPN Radio. Pavin Smith, 3 homers, 8 RBI. WNBA Liberty by 4 over the Aces, although Asia Wilson doesn't play. Fever rally to beat the Dream in overtime. Yannick Sinner wins the U.S. Open in straight sets over Taylor Fritz.
Can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Good morning, Doctor.
Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor?
Dr. Jackson's practice is growing.
What do you mean we're still short-staffed?
He needs a good patient doctor.
How do we not have enough doctors to doctor all these patients?
And he doesn't have the patience to sift through hundreds of resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Only 1 week in, September is living up to its reputation as a tough month for stocks. The S&P shed more than 4% last week amid concerns about the economy. Overnight futures pointed to a higher opening for the S&P, the Dow, and the Nasdaq. Discount home goods retailer Big Lots has filed for bankruptcy and plans to sell its chain of stores through a court-supervised process. The company will stay in operation under Chapter 11 protection as Nexus Capital Management acquires its assets. Trying to get a jump on Apple's launch of its next iPhone this week, Huawei has done a soft rollout of its new tri-fold smartphone. The Chinese tech giant says it's received over 2.5 million pre-orders for the Mate XT. Over 1.2 million Ram 1500 pickup trucks are being recalled over a software glitch. The parent company, Stellantis, says the bug could shut off the electronic stability control system as the truck is rolling down the road. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Monday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Economic conditions on the farm are getting worse, yet Congress has failed to agree on a new farm bill, and that has many farm policymakers concerned. Congress is back this week, but only for 3 weeks before returning to the campaign trail. Most of that time will be used trying to avert another government funding cliff, not necessarily to pass a farm bill. That's upsetting to farm leaders like American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval, who complained for months that the 2018 law, likely to be extended a second time, is no longer working.
The farm bill can't continue on like it has to be modernized. It has to come up and reflect a true reality of what's happening on farm when it costs us to produce it.
Soaring input inflation and plummeting crop prices have erased profit margins, and a majority of farm economists surveyed last month say the sector is now in a recession. Iowa Senator and farmer Chuck Grassley agrees with that sentiment.
The inflation in agriculture is obvious since 2018, like increase in diesel, interest rates, parts for your farm machinery repair, seed, chemical, fertilizer.
USDA says net farm income is down by 23% since 2022. And AFB's Joe Gilson says farmers are fed up.
They're telling us, you know, they need a better farm safety net, that inflation and interest rates have really cut into their earning potential.
AFB's Duval says all of this will make it harder for farmers to secure operating loans next year.
That operating loan comes from a bank that depends on what the farm.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Recently, the USDA reported how commodity prices and farm profitability have increased the trends in land value and cash rental rates in Kansas. K-State Extension farm economist Robin Reed explains how farm profitability influences land values.
Basically, if we look at farm income related to land values, there's a very strong trend into how land values react based on farm profitability. So we went through a period of time here recently. 2020 was really the start of it when we had some large government payments coupled with commodity prices increasing quite rapidly, and the land market has really taken off the last 3 or 4 years. Right now, we're in interesting times. We have commodity prices coming down, other than some livestock prices and milk and things. But for the most part, corn, beans, wheat, grain, sorghum, our main Kansas crops, are really experiencing a lower market.
She discusses the relationship between land value and cash rental rates.
Typically, when we have land prices going up so quickly, cash rents don't tend to follow on the average. Now, negotiating a new cash rental rate in the last few years, you probably had to be pretty darn aggressive to actually be competitive and get a piece of ground. But on average, a lot of these agreements are negotiated every 3 years, 5 years, maybe even a lot longer than that. So the average cash rental rate slowly increases, but doesn't keep up with the land market itself. And that's why we've seen for the last 20 years this trend in what I call the rent to value ratio. So what could you cash rent the piece of ground for versus what it's worth to purchase it on the market today?
Reed shares where rental rates could be renegotiated in the current farm economy.
Based on profitability, there is a good chance that rental rates would need to be negotiated down going forward. You know, caveat to that, it really depends when it was negotiated last, because the big years of profitability and higher commodity prices have just been in the last few years. So if it was a newly negotiated lease in those years, you might think about if that is a sustainable rental rate. We are in for some tough times in agriculture, so just want to make sure landowners know that there might be a conversation coming up with their tenant, making sure this equitable lease is still in line.
That was Robin Reed, Kansas State University Extension farm economist, on what influences land values, the effect they have on cash rental rates, and how both rental parties should approach future lease agreements. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Good morning, Dennis Hendricks at Beatra 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday, and good morning to all. Well, the fall season is here. We have remodeled the interior of the sale barn, so we'd certainly invite you to come up and take a look at our new look. Might have the same ugly faces, but hey, pretty proud of the accomplishments of giving the sale barn a new look. Speaking of new looks, we're proud to say that Ashley Weirs is our new office manager. We're very, very lucky to find her. Great talent, and stop in. She'll answer to AJ or Alicia, and she is from the Diller area, as they do have the Black Angus Farms there, Weirs Angus, and we're excited to have her on board with us here at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Well, being a Monday, it's a 10 o'clock start, and we certainly look forward to the fall season. It's always interesting to see the new calf crop, and we're certainly about to start that. So, 10 o'clock here today, and the other news in the cattle market since we last talked, we've lost a little money in the finished side of the cattle business, maybe a little bit of money also on the feeders, but certainly we're coming off all-time highs and certainly nice markets yet at this point in time, so we look forward to the fall. Last week, $1.80 to $1.81 on the cash cattle, $2.88 in the carcass, as we proceed into the future here with these cattle markets. Today at high noon, we will get into the hay market in the small squares. Alfalfa second cut, there's a group of 80. They're in 20 bale lots. In the Brome Grass Department, there's 25, 25, and 25. In the grass, there's 30, 30, 39, and 38. In the Big Round Department, I do have Round Rye. There's three piles of 8. Protein is 7.9. Relative feed value, 73. 94. Looks nice stuff, folks, so come up and take a look at that in the Round Prairie. The group of 8, 8, and 12. In the Round Brome, there is 16. On the cattle side, hey, we'll get started here at 12:30. We do have three black baldy families, 4-year-old, 6-year-old, and a 7-year-old. They do have July, August black calves on them. Nice families, folks. Certainly coming out of Lincoln, and they are late calvers, of course. So if you want to throw them in your fall herd, certainly a nice deal right there. And the feeder cattle, we've got several entries here today. The Ellington kids out of Weimar, they got their two 4-H calves. They're going to weigh 3.5 to 400. Then we move on to Plymouth, the Zuloff Conley cattle. 57 head of black and red steer and heifers are coming off the cow with a August 7th vaccination. They're going to be in that 475 to 600-pound mark. Hey, the Studite calves out of Johnson, 15 Hereford steer and heifers, 75-day wean, 5'8 on the vaccination. Another nice group of 8 black and red steer and heifers coming off the cow, June vaccination, 4.5 to 550. 11 head of black steer and heifers coming out of Seward. They got a May wean. They got a fall vac, 650 to 750. 4 black yearlings, folks, mention them, they're steers. Very, very nice cattle. They're going to weigh 775. Out of Martell, 6 black bull and heifers, 45-day wean and a vac, 5 to 700. Out of Steiner's, 10 black and red bull and heifers coming off cow with a spring vac, 5 to 700. 21 head of red baldy, black baldy bull and heifers coming off the cow at 5 to 7.5. 34 head of black bull and heifers, 90-day wean. They're going to weigh that 6 to 900. Certainly, if you're looking for freezer beef, we got 1, 2, or 3 of those that might fit into your plan. So certainly give us a call. As we look into this fall run, hey, we would invite you to have some conversation, folks, if you got questions, if we're going to creep or that type thing, if we're going to wean or we're going to sell them off the cow, certainly give us a call. We would love to visit the farm and take a look at your calves. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. Do want to mention our first bred cow sale is December 5th, and we do have a lengthy list already. The point of conversation, if you have consignment, certainly give us a call, and we will get those listed. Well, have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:31 from KNDY, 55 degrees, sunny skies. Little above seasonal highs most of this week, highs around 90 on tap.
There's always a buzz about the Almanac's long-range weather predictions, and for good reason. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 9th. It is the 253rd day of the year, and comedian Adam Sandler has a birthday. The 2025 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac is now out and available everywhere. As usual, our long-range weather predictions will be the most talked about feature. We can't tell you how we do it, but we can tell you what makes our methodology so reliable. In addition to considering climate models, analogs of known weather patterns and atmospheric teleconnections, the effects of solar cycles and sun activity can also play an important role. And we're always refining our system as new technologies and data become available. So look for a fresh edition on newsstands now. Check out our latest weather predictions and much more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find a retailer near you, visit almanac.com.
Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. It was another week of college football across the state of Kansas as both Kansas State University and the KU Jayhawks ended up dominating throughout the week for week number two. We'll start off with the Kansas State Wildcats as they went over Tennessee Martin with a 41-6 victory on Saturday, holding Tennessee to two field goals throughout the entire game. It was all K-State with a total of 449 yards throughout the game with a total of 166 passing yards. Rushing yards, it was a total dominance of 283 to 36. Avery Johnson was the big scorer, putting 153 yards in the game with two touchdowns, one interception, and going 14-21 overall. Kansas State is now set to take on Arizona back at home on Friday with kickoff at 7 p.m. In Jayhawk football, it was again a dominant victory with a 48-3 win over Lindenwood over the weekend as the Jayhawks ended up putting a total of 530 yards in the game with a 199 passing yards. They also have a Friday game this weekend against UNLV.
Fall into cash this September at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. We're giving away $10,000 in cash each and every Saturday in September. Simply earn entries with your Seven Clans Players Club card, and five winners will walk away with $2,000 in cash. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino has more. Come have a drink in our brand new high limit bar. And oh yeah, enjoy all your favorite games at the home of life-changing jackpots. Just a short drive away on Highway 77 in Newkirk. Seven Clans, where the winners play.
A lot of homes built in the 90s still have their original siding and windows. If this is you, then call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. New siding and windows can make your house more energy efficient. Burwell Construction has been a trusted name for thousands of homeowners. Call them today, 316-794-3430, and let Burwell Construction give you a free estimate on windows and siding. And Burwell Construction will take care of all your guttering needs. Find them online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
After the death of a high school quarterback in the state of Alabama, high school football coaches across the state of Kansas say they are focusing on safety measures when it comes to the fall football season for the youth in the state, saying it's a great time to self-reflect on the safety of the kids that are playing on the field.
I can't imagine.
Friday night, Kansas high school football teams kicked off the season. Marysville upended Nemohall Central 16-8. Around the NCKL, Clay Center trimmed Abilene 34-7. Wamego took Concordia 41-8. Chapman knocked off Smith Center 10-8. And Rock Creek took Bishop Ward 63-7. In our Friday feature game, Valley Heights fell to Centralia 20-14. Hanover beat El Saline 34-16. Frankfort pounded Clifton Clyde 70-34. Washington County fell to Blue Valley 42-14. And Axtell rolled past Lynn 76-6. Diller Odell took Meridian 47-26, and Southern fell to Johnson Central 52-16.
KNDY.